Hello and welcome to this Anthology Poetry Podcast. I'm Mrs. Darling. Joining me to discuss Mermet Wood by Owen Shears are...
Chloe, Viva,
Okay. We don't mind when or where you listen, but if you're in a position to take notes, you should grab a pen and paper. So I'll begin with a question. What's this poem about?
It's about one of the most brutal battles in one of the world wars.
Yeah. Okay.
So Mermet's Wood was a forest in France, I want to say.
Yeah.
And it was about how they were, like, racing each other, obviously it's a war. And they were ordered to walk into the forest to not seem intimidating, if you get what I mean. But as they were walking towards the forest, the soldiers were killed because they couldn't run for their lives because they were told to walk, not run.
And the machine guns, like, planted in the edge of the forest.
And they didn't get justice for the lives because they weren't found until years later. They were forgotten about.
There were 4,000 soldiers were injured or killed during this battle. So it was a massive dent in the British Army as well. So some would have been sent home, some were dead. And as you said, never found until much later on. Okay, so how does it fit into the theme of death and loss?
It's about how the soldiers lost their lives in such a brutal manner and about how they weren't given the recognition that they deserved for that sacrifice that they made.
Okay.
It's not just about how they lost their lives, it's about how they lost, like, the justice they deserved, if you get what I mean. Like, they were brutally killed and nobody knew about it at all. So it's just really brutal because you were literally forgotten about.
Okay, so if I ask you the quotation that's significant to you.
I'd say when it says a broken mosaic of bone linked arm in arm, because that's just showing, like, even though they were killed mercilessly, they were still together, they were still a group of lads who made each other family because they had no one else.
And it is almost like, you know, they were killed so brutally, but then someone's taken the time to place them in a grave arm in arm, like, linked. So it's almost like someone cared.
Yeah.
Someone cared about them before they buried them. It's because they wanted them, like, linked together.
Or unless they were, like, walked into it, like, arm in arm, like, we are going to do this together.
Maybe.
And that's how they died.
Yeah.
At the time, they were just...
I don't know, because it says they were paused mid-dance.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little bit of dark humour, because it says it's a bit macabre. So it says it's a bit of dark humour going on in that image of the skeletons paused mid-dance. Okay, so what other quotations are significant?
The wasted young turning up under the plough blades.
Yeah.
So it's like, the wasted young suggests that the lives were wasted. Basically, they were only young, they had not done nothing, like, not achieved much, and they never had a chance to live their lives. And then turning up under the plough blades suggests, like, not only are the farmers literally digging them up, but they're literally digging up what was forgotten and what was history. And yeah.
And imagine that. Imagine being that farmer, and as you're ploughing up your land, there's all, like, skeletons of people that you're churning up. What about yours?
As if the notes there sung, shows that they were happy before the war, and most of them were probably young men who died. And like you said, because obviously they said wasted lives away, I think it was, it says that they were young, so, like, they didn't have time to live, and yeah, they were happy before they had to go to war and lost it all.
Okay. Anything else about this?
I think the word it says they tended the land back into itself. It's kind of like saying the land gets to heal, the land gets to recover, but they never will. Mm. They'll never get the chance to grow up and do all the things that most people want to do in their lives and never get to experience the world because they never got to survive, they never got to heal.
There's also a quote that says, a and their jaws, those that have them dropped open. Obviously, that also shows that they were killed in a brutal way because they were probably screaming for help and then nobody was there to save them.
What do we think of the fact that he describes them as a china plate, a broken bird's egg of a skull? Why?
Because they've been so damaged mentally and physically, and they pay for it.
Why does he want people to know that?
He wants people to know the truth about war and the effects it has, and not just the soldiers, but on people around them. See, it's like linking to another poem, The Soldier, by Rupert Brooke, I want to say. He talks about like how war's good and everything, and like how it's like it's an honour to die for England, where this is talking about the truth about war and like the reality and what you have to face when you're in war.
Yeah, it's a contrast between the violence of war and the fragility of human beings, isn't it? Because we are fragile, we are easily affected by war. I mean, in this, the boots were still there, the boots were visible, they lasted longer than they did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else about this poem that's interesting?
I think at the very end where it says that this unnerving slipped from their absent tongues, it's like saying before they were found, nobody knew. It was like it was a secret battle.
Yeah.
Like nobody knew the how they sacrificed what they did.
Yeah, it was like an unknown voice and then unearthing them. Released what had happened to them, like their story.
Yeah.
Almost by looking at the bodies, you could see how many people were killed and what their story was, okay, and probably find belong. They probably found lots of belongings on them as well, didn't they?
And it says, like a wound waking a foreign body to the surface of the skin, which suggests like the foreign bodies of the soldiers, and then the surface of the skin is like the layer of the earth, like what they died on. So like when it's saying that the wound, like a wound waking, it's basically saying how the bodies are like beginning to blend in with like the surface, like they've forgotten about, nobody knows, and they're just laying there to rot.
Because also the destruction might lead down to the danger of the war, because it's split up into seven different stanzas of three lines each, which could also be like a book with chapter by chapter showing how the bodies were revealed over time.
Nice thoughts.
Going back to what Chloe said before about the wounds working the foreign body to the surface, I think that could sort of be like saying that they don't belong there. It's a foreign body, it shouldn't be in the ground.
Yeah.
That's not
yeah.
what should have
yeah.
happened to them. They should have survived and lived.
Why is the poet written this poem then?
To show the reality of war, so that can be recognised.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to share their story.
Yeah. Anything else?
Well, it's on about like, it's talking about it afterwards, so it's that further emphasises how it wasn't known, like it's like reaching back into itself for reminders of what happened, like it's showing how nobody knew what happened, bar from a select few obviously, and like when people find out, it's going to remind those few that survived that happened, like, and I was there and nobody knew.
Yeah. It shows how the effects of war last for years and years and years and years.
It's not
don't go away.
It's not just the war, oh, it's over.
That
no,
also
the constant.
That linked to the mountains as well, because in there is physical and mental injuries will last forever. And it does get compared to a bullet, gets compared to a baby in the womb, which also links to this one, because this one's basically saying all the trauma of the war, it's never going to go away.
So that was my next question, my last question.
Sorry.
It's all right. No, that's fine. What poem, if you were given Met Woods in your exam, what poem are you comparing it to?
Either The Soldier or Dulce et Decorum Est. Yeah.
Okay.
I'd probably say Dulce et Decorum Est because I know that one better, and I feel like it's about both about the brutality of war, whilst one is the brutality of the soldier in the war, the other is the brutality of people finding out about how they suffered in the war.
The effects of it.
Like I said, then you probably could compare it to the Manhunt, but it's not going to be an easy one to compare to, because one's about the war, and the other one's still about the war, but it's about the love as well, which, yeah, it huge decimal number to compare to, because there's not loads of points you could compare.
So you could put in my mentor that talks about the china plate and the broken bird's egg of a skull.
Yeah, like
that could relate further to the man because
it's
showing
how
it's broken and everything.
You can't compare it, but if you can't remember the man from well, but remember the soldier more.
Yeah, you could compare it to it, as you said. You've got lots of things because you've got it's the effects of walls.
And stuff, so they've both got the mention how fragile the
And you can see the physical injuries in
both.
So you could
how the shoulder blades affected how
certain
things like that.
Yeah, what see what I do when I'm doing anthology and stuff, when I'm writing a question, I don't think of what poems I can compare it to. I think of what I'd personally find it easier to compare to. Because this could compare to three or four poems with mentions, but you've got to pick
the
one
that
you find easier to write about. In the mock exams gone, we had Paul Houston and was it Paul Houston?
Yeah.
And then we had to compare it to another one. I picked Ozymandias because a couple of lessons before we compared that one, so it was fresh in the air, and it was the one I knew the most, but other kids picked something else,
yeah,
which I don't know.
Yeah, it's good advice.
But, if you walk out the exam, you've compared it to one poem, and your friends compared it to the poem, it doesn't matter as long as you've backed your point up.
That's it. There'll be lots of them, that link. So that's really good advice. Choose the one that you know best.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.